Whether you're on foot or in a car, you can tell you're entering Boston's Chinatown neighborhood by its beautiful painted gate. But for 60 years, the neighborhood has been without a public library, which is about to change. WBUR's Max Larkin has the story.
East Boston has an award-winning new library, one big bright room designed to bring together that diverse neighborhood. Then there's Jamaica Plain. In a few weeks, its library will reopen after a $10 million renovation, with a high-tech maker space and a glass reading room. And those are just two of the 24 neighborhood branches of the Boston Public Library. But in Chinatown, nothing. After its library was bulldozed in 1956 to make room for the Central Artery, it never came back.
It was a huge space, and it was a children's section. There was story hour there.
Stephanie Fan grew up in Chinatown as the daughter of a printer. She remembers fondly the old brick library on Tyler Street, alongside public baths and a gym. When it closed, Fan and her siblings were devastated.
Oh, definitely. We were really upset.
So, since 2001, Fan has been pushing the city to bring the library back for good. There have been lots of false starts and disappointments, bookmobiles and tantalizing temporary reading rooms. A lot of heartache for what seems like a reasonable request.
We're asking for a library, if you're going to say. That's educational, that's cultural, it's a natural. And yet, we haven't gotten it.
As she's speaking, construction is underway all around her in a cavernous building on Boylston Street. This is the China Trade Center, a building owned by the city that could house a temporary library space by the end of this year. About 12,000 people live in Chinatown's quarter square mile. It's one of Boston's smallest and densest neighborhoods. A 2015 report found that it's home to the city's highest average rents. It's also seen more than its share of change. From the era of the seedy combat zone district in the 1960s and 70s, to the more recent rise of luxury condos. Its white population has quadrupled since 1990, and the most recent census showed the area is no longer majority Asian. Lydia Lowe, standing next to Fan, watched that change from her home in the South End and in her work as a housing advocate.
So we have all these generations, you know, we have different races, different class backgrounds, and people, you know, they're living really close together, but they're not interacting.
It's a neighborhood in need of a common space, and a beloved branch library could do double duty as a welcome mat for newcomers and a cultural center for an immigrant community that is underserved and under siege. That's the role neighborhood libraries have always played in America, says historian Wayne Wiegand.
When you look at it through the eyes of wave after wave of immigrants who come through that city, it's the branch library. That's their community connection. That's where they construct their community.
And a library would be a sign that Chinatown is valued as much as the city's other ethnic enclaves. Six decades after the old library closed, the idea is gaining traction. In his State of the City address in January, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh delivered a promise that activists like Fan and Lowe have long awaited.
And I can announce tonight, we listen to the community, and we're finally bringing library services back to the Chinatown neighborhood.
For now, the details are unclear as the city looks for a permanent location. David Leonard became the new president of the BPL last June. He isn't ready to talk specifics, but he says his office sees this as an opportunity to serve both Chinatown and the broader Asian American community after too long.
If that's about preserving aspects of an American immigrant community, then I think we have a duty to try and work out what that model will look like.
The plan for the Chinatown Library will start to take shape this evening, as library officials hold the first of several public meetings. It'll be a while before those talks translate into a building, but this neighborhood has gotten used to waiting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.